It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is getting closer to reopening parts of the state's economy. He said in a press briefing yesterday that that process will happen slowly and deliberately, and that social distancing will still be necessary for months to come, even after a stay-at-home order is lifted. The state has reported more than 8,000 cases of COVID-19, though new cases appear to be leveling off. More than 350 people in the state have died. Counties across Colorado are preparing for the next phase of their COVID-19 response. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports on part of that plan known as contact tracing.
Contact tracing is one way to help control outbreaks of infectious diseases. You identify who was sick, quarantine them, then find all the folks they've recently been around and quarantine them. Some local health departments have already done this to some degree and say that contact tracing is necessary to keep the new coronavirus contained. But many of the state's largest health departments say they don't have enough tests or staff for thorough contact tracing, at least not yet. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Two inmates at a state prison in northeast Colorado have tested positive for COVID-19. Officials say they are now in quarantine and receiving medical care. The state's Department of Corrections is working with the Sterling Correctional Facility to identify staffers and inmates who had contact with the patients. Those staffers will be put on leave, and any identified inmates will be quarantined and screened twice a day for symptoms. A rural utility in western Colorado will pay nearly $63 million to split from current power provider Tri-State Generation and Transmission. Delta Montrose Electric Association says it's parting ways to get more control and incorporate cheaper renewable energy. The fee will be paid by its new power provider, Denver-based Guzman Energy. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.